I'm Nate Langson.
And I'm Andrew Hoyle.
And we normally talk about technology.
All around the web.
There is no getting around that bush. We are usually dancing around it, and that is the bush of technology.
It's a good bush.
It's a well-trimmed... It's a well-trimmed bush. No, we have decided once and for all, after a number of years, I think, talking about doing technology podcasts, that we should really be doing something else.
Well, we do spend a lot of our time sat on the sofa moaning about things we've seen or come across in daily life. This is a good outlet. I think cathartic,
yeah,
you could say.
But not always moaning. Let's just nip that one in the old bud.
Probably not.
No. Well, why don't you get on with the first of today's topics? We've got quite a lot of stuff coming up. Bear with us.
I think the first thing we should talk about, do we need this? Do we need this podcast?
It's a good question. There are a lot of podcasts out there. I listen to a few.
Yep.
We are definitely adding noise to a lot of other noise. But there is one thing that I've observed through my eyes and my mind, is that there are a lot of podcasts that sort of explain what things are, not necessarily questioning, is there any reason for them to exist in the first place?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're here for, isn't it? We take a look at things.
And a reductionist view of the world.
Yeah, we judge whether or not certain things should or should not exist.
And we are, of course, massively qualified on all of the upcoming topics from this show and future programs, being, you know, qualified in a range of fields.
Yeah, and also, don't forget our massive arrogance. Yeah,
it is quite considerable and at times overpowering. Let's sail in this little ship of judgment.
Yes.
Down the river of YOLO, which is the topic, the first proper topic here. The concept of YOLO utterly baffles me.
So, first of all, hashtag YOLO. Second of all, go on, what's YOLO? In case people don't know, everyone knows, but what does it mean?
It's what the kids say. They say, you only live once, as if it's some sort of weird kind of safety net that they apply underneath the doing of something utterly stupid.
Yeah.
Not always stupid, but sometimes reckless. Like, you know, like it's the end of the world tomorrow, so by all means, jump out of this plane without a parachute. Generally, if you only live once, you might want to take care. Because you do only live once. If you live 38 times, get in that plane and throw thyself... And
yeah,
the best.
You can spare a few. Cats have 9 lives. They can almost get hit by cars and not. And people are fine with that because they've got so many more lives. You only have one. Really should probably take care of that. Do you feel a lump? Do you feel a bit of a pain? Go to the doctor.
I mean, the first time I actually heard this, and this was maybe not the best example of where this word is normally used. I think it is normally used before someone does something actually stupid. But when I heard this for the first time, I was sort of mostly upside down, actually. on one of those spinning... roller coaster type rides on Ealing Common, you know, the ones that sort of go in vans.
Yeah, so kind of embodying YOLO, really, you'd say.
Well, yes, but you know, the kids were yelling YOLO, YOLO, and I wanted to turn around and say, hang on, I mean, I don't know what that has to do with being on a roller coaster. I mean, I saw one got stuck the other day for an hour, and several people had panic attacks and were treated for things. And I agree, you know, that was different. But you don't know that's going to happen. And to be perfectly honest, when I got onto that ride, I was sort of assuming it wouldn't.
It seems, on the surface, to be absolutely a warning, like you say.
I saw a guy wearing YOLO on a t-shirt the other day, and it was like his t-shirt was saying to me, you only live once. I was like, thank you, t-shirt. I will wait for that car to pass because I'm not sure it's safe to cross.
Yeah.
Thanks, his t-shirt. Well, he probably intended me to say, you only live once.
Skip over it.
Yeah.
It's a low slung car. Why not stand in the road, see if you can jump over it when it comes past?
If you like jumping in front of a Mercedes, why not consider a bus for your next death wish? Just bizarre. And when I heard these kids saying it, I was like, is this just something I'm really out of touch with because I'm old now and I complain about my knees more than I complain about anything else? And the answer is, that's why we're doing the podcast. In fact, we should do knees as a future subject. I do not need my knees right now.
Cool.
Trust me. And later on, we're going to talk about my toes. Maybe that's going to be a running theme. Nate's body parts. Next week, shoulders.
I can't wait for episode 20.
Yeah, well, I think we need to conclude that the concept of YOLO, we do not need it in its current form. Let's retune what it stands for.
Yes.
You only live once, so calm the hell down.
Those same posters, take them from the walls of the youth club, put it on the walls of the doctor's waiting room.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've already judged a few things today, namely ourselves and children. It's now time to take some suggestions from you, our listeners. Although in this particular case, it's you, the people who responded to my tweets and Facebooks beforehand. You can ask us, do we need XYZ, by emailing doweneedquestions@gmail.com.
Or you can hit us up on the Twitters at do we need.
Yeah, you can see what they did there, at do we need Andrew Hoyle, for example. I do. It would be far too monotonous, sounding only just almost only like myself.
Do you think you'd really have a problem with sitting and talking by yourself for an hour?
That's how I come up with most of my decisions. Honestly. So, Will Harris messaged, do we need seeded grapes in a world where seedless grapes exist?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's a grape question.
Now, to eat, it's a brilliant question, because no, you do not need seeded grapes. You'll just have to take the seeds out. The problem is, what I don't know, if you only have seedless grapes, and how do you make new grapes?
Yeah, this is a great question. I would say that we do need seeded grapes, but we don't need the seed.
So just harvest the seed to begin with, yep. Then replant and make more grapes. Sorted.
Helen Zaltzman, fellow podcaster, in fact, suggested Sudoku. It's about as much fun as data entry. Fair point, well made.
Yeah, I kind of like a Sudoku, but I like them to be easy.
Isn't the point that they're not easy?
It is, if you want to challenge, but I just like to sort of win a few times before I get to the office in the morning, just so I feel like I've already succeeded at something. It's an ego thing.
Fair enough. Michael Gomes, boiled egg slices. Do we need them? I don't even know what the hell a boiled egg slicer is.
So, boiled egg slicer, think of it as a row of about 8 bits of cheese wire that you basically just push down over an egg to slice it into 8 equal segments.
Well, I'm not a big fan of ovulations, slicing. Boiled or otherwise. So I don't know when you would use this. Where would you put a slice of boiled egg?
Sandwiches, perhaps, or salads. Yeah. It's kind of an older thing, but...
So we need them?
No, really. You could use a knife. You don't need to take up an entire space of a drawer with this slicer thing.
But I don't know. Isn't that like saying, do we need cars? Nah, you've got legs. Michael Hobson, padded sleeveless jackets. Too warm for summer, too cold for winter.
I think he's got it sewn up in one.
They are usually sewn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's absolutely correct.
He is, yeah. Sam Spurrell wrote in, on the tube, they have press-to-open buttons on doors, which do nothing at all, because the doors open automatically. Do we need them?
Ugh, no.
I know you have a real problem with this.
I do have a real problem. So, I have never, ever, ever been on a normal underground tube, London Underground, where you actually have to press that button. I know that some of the overground services, you do need to, because they go for miles out of the city, and you need to press a button. But for the most part, you don't need to in London. We even live at the end of one of the busiest lines, and you don't need to press the button, even at midnight. Yeah, but I don't know why they're there.
It's a tourist thing, right? It's because they did used to be used. It's just that they don't anymore, but the trains were made like 20 years ago.
But some of the new trains are. Like the Victoria Line, for example, has just put loads of new trains on. They've got good air conditioning. Still have the buttons. Is it just so people feel safe?
No,
like they've got a get out. Like, oh, if something went wrong, I could press this button. Is that it?
That's a really good idea. I bet that is it.
Just hell claustrophobia.
I don't know.
Right.
This isn't a, why do we need this podcast? This is just striking stuff down.
Okay, I think, no, we do not need it.
Fair dues. And finally, quick one. Amy simply wrote in with one word, bananas. And I don't know, she was just judging our question and saying, that's bananas.
That's bananas.
I think we do need them. Terrific source of potassium. Wonderfully shaped piece of fruitage.
Yep.
And if you've seen that YouTube video of the evangelical Christian describing how the ridges of a banana perfectly fit the ridges in a human hand, thus were designed with hands in mind, you can't argue that we do in fact need bananas. Plus, to be honest, a banana is a great thing to eat before a workout.
This is the first time I've ever heard you agree with anything an evangelical person said. We're in a whole new world. We're through the looking glass here, people. Come on. So I love bananas. They've got a great Ziploc bag surrounding them. That's amazing. No other fruit has that.
Plus, a great colour.
Yellow is a fine colour. Green to yellow. You know when it's ripe. But then you've got about that sort of, realistically, 20-minute window before it turns brown.
That's true, yeah. I hate that, actually.
Yeah.
It's like the other day...
You wait for days for it to be not green, then immediately it's brown.
I'm a big fan of the green bananas, actually.
Really?
In fact, most of the time at work, if it's not green, I'm not keen.
There's a great rhyme. Here's a little tip for you, though. When your banana has gone brown, it is still brilliant for smoothies. Whack it in a blender with some milk, whip it up, and drink it down.
Thanks, Jamie Oliver. Okay, let's get back to some of our things that we want to question. Sorry, there was a moth flying around my head. Begone, critter. Shoes with toes, Andy. Put this one in.
This is one of mine. And
I've never seen a toe shoe.
So, toe shoes. You may have... You can used to be able to get... socks, you know, like stripy socks where they had individual toes. And they look a bit silly, but they're socks. It's fine. It's allowed.
Yeah.
Now, what you can get are actual shoes, normal like trainers or what's often like, you know, like Crocs. Those yeah. awful foam things with individual toes. So people wear them out and about, and you can just see these individual toe segments.
So this is the thing. Sometimes when it's hot, I find that the bits between my toes are hotter than the rest of my toes. So I sometimes like to sort of spread, as, and I'm doing it now, my toes apart to try and get a little bit of, you know, through draft.
That's unusual. That's odd.
But I'm doing it now. I'm actually quite hot now.
Well, it's and quite I'm, hot rooms and closed windows to keep the sound.
I'm spreading my toes, and it does feel better. I actually think...
So,
I know what's
before, before you finish, so one of the reasons why I brought this up, because I recently saw a picture of Hugh Jackman, the star of Wolverine. This man has cutlery coming out of his hands, yet he still wears toe shoes. And now, Nate, let me show you
this
picture.
Okay.
look closer. Keep looking. So look at he.
We'll have to tweet this picture.
We'll put this picture up on our Twitter account at Do We Need. But this is Hugh Jackman, and he is deadlifting a lot of weight, and he's doing very, very well. You can see his muscles.
Yeah.
And the bar is even bending. It's brilliant. But further down his body, you can see he is wearing lurid green and orange shoes with toes in. And there's a close up. There you go, Nate.
Oh my goodness.
There's a close up. See.
Yeah.
You think, in a way, that Hugh Jackman, playing Wolverine and some other roles that he's probably known for, he's on Top Gear as well recently, can get away with this kind of thing. Because, oh, it's Wolverine. He can do this.
Yeah.
But no, even he cannot pull off toe shoes.
I just don't know if that's a reason to assume that they shouldn't exist. I mean, he's
Give
wearing...
Give me one reason why they should exist. Well, what's wrong with current shoes? What's wrong with just shoes?
But you could say that about anything. You could say, well, what's wrong with trains? You know, why do we need anything other than trains? Well, because sometimes trains aren't as agile for getting over places where tracks don't exist. I can't agree. I think there is a reason for those to exist. If you're Wolverine, a man who does have, as you say, basically cutlery coming out of his arms, I think that that's a great reason for toe shoes to exist.
Sorry.
I can't agree. I think they're needed. I think they are as needed as... You know, a bigger car.
If we allow this, we are also allowing Crocs. Bear that in mind.
Yeah, but the clue's in the name. It's a Croc. That's all you need to know.
It's a Croc.
As somebody who likes to flex his toes apart to let the skin...
I think I'm arguing this with the wrong person.
I just... Yeah, I'm a big fan of individually cared for towage. So
what? Okay, what about... You know those, classic 70s stripper heels that have fish in the heels, like they're platforms and they got fish in. What about if you could have that, but it wasn't a heel, you had the fish pedicure as you're walking around, like it's like a foot spa.
Great idea. I'm short of time.
Would you wear that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's the same reason I'm basically on board with the idea of adult nappies.
Okay, give two reasons why adult nappies.
I'll give you three.
Go on.
Number one, it does take an amount of time out of your day. And I'm a busy guy. I'm not the busiest, but I'm
too busy to go to the toilet to do a dump.
Not too busy, just things I'd rather be otherwise spending my time doing. Okay, that's reason the first. Number two, I'm quite lazy. And if I'm sitting down, actually sitting down is probably the worst place to use those.
Yeah.
This is going down a rapidly...
should we move on?
Let's move on.
So next up, what have we got? What have we got next?
Next up, golf umbrellas.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who put this one in the running order, if it was me or if it was you, but I've actually written about the fact that there is a lack of umbrella information innovation in the past.
Yes.
But I'm never reminded of this more when I walk down Oxford Street on a busy day. It's raining. I'm getting very moist. And all of a sudden, a 9-year-old walks over with a golf umbrella.
Yep.
It's big enough to house 2 9-year-olds on either side.
You can get a family.
A family of four.
Yeah.
Easily, yeah.
Easy.
Certainly a mum and 2 kids and the dad holds it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could definitely do that. And I just don't think you need that level of protection in Oxford Street.
No.
And it is always Oxford Street.
See, in a way, this kind of appeals to me because I like my personal space. I don't like people getting too close and personal. So having this force field, effectively, that is stopping people getting too near me, in a way, is brilliant. Having something that stretches half the pavement is antisocial, rude, and just really annoying. There's no need. It's just huge, and all it's going to do is take your eyes out, and it's a golf umbrella. They've got quite long spikes.
I don't know if anyone's ever lost an eye from an umbrella.
I would...
There's definitely probably... I'm sure there has been, you know, significant amount of umbrella-to-ball pokage.
Umbrella to ball, you're holding an umbrella in totally the wrong place.
Eyeball, balls of eye.
Oh, okay.
And
because I mean, some parts you do need to protect from the rain, but that's
you do. Well, I like to be equi dry. I'm an equal opportunities dryer.
Hold the umbrella at the top, the balls will stay dry. So yeah, I saw the other day on somewhere on the old intertubes an umbrella that was designed for two. So it was kind of two umbrellas fused at the canopy with like a Y-shaped frame coming down.
That's so quite romantic, actually.
It is quite romantic. But again, all that's going to happen is that one guy by himself is going to use that, thinking, oh, great, well, that means it will keep my legs dry. There's no chance of like wind blowing the rain onto my nice suit trousers because I've got so much sort of radial protection from the rain. You get 100 people walking down Oxford Street with those, it's going to be carnage.
Yeah, there's never 100 people walking around them, I guess.
Well, no, but you only need a few in between the masses to really cause the problem. That's how it happens. Like set one rhino loose on Regent Street, you've got carnage.
You have.
And that's basically the same with umbrellas.
To be honest, though, if a rhino was walking down Oxford Street, I would not be worried about how wet my toes were getting in my
shoes. What about a rhino with a golf umbrella?
Get out my face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See the problem?
But again, they haven't evolved the old precision grip that we have evolved to be gripping these.
Let's assume that somehow we've taped it to his horn, and that's how he's holding it.
A hornbrella. Well, I think we've safely concluded on those things, whether we need them or whether we're not. So far, it turns out we don't need a lot of these things.
I think that was pretty inevitable. We're going to come to those conclusions to begin with.
There is a bit of selection bias. I suppose it's like playing, I don't know. It's like watching Titanic. If the ship didn't sink, you'd be pretty factually inaccurate.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone listens to this to necessarily hear us agree that all these things in the world are required, essential.
That would be far too upbeat and positive for anything that we could do.
I'm drinking a beer. I like that. That'll do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you can let us know. No, you can ask us, what do we need? And give us some suggestions. Do we need questions at gmail.com?
Yep. That's... And also, you can go on the Twitter, which is at do we need. And then you can tell us all the things that you think we need. And you can let us know what your thoughts on the things that we have already been talking about. Do you feel differently about Chutos?
We'll be back with another pilot, I think, quite soon. But do let us know what you think of the show so far. Do we need questions at gmail.com? That is where you can also send us some feedback. We are developing the format, and we really do want to produce something that people enjoy listening to. So yeah. Feedback, constructive criticism, very much welcome. I think we'll see you next time. I'm Nate Langson.
I'm Andrew Hoyle.
And that has been Do We Need This?